okay, I'm driving now, and this is really, really scary because the wind is just so powerful coming from the left, blowing across the road, that I've had to stop a couple of times now because you really can't see anything in front of you. And thankfully, there's nobody in back of me. There's also nobody in front of me. So, but occasionally somebody passes the other way. You just got to be really, really careful that you know where the road is. Unfortunately, there are reflectors on either side. Okay, there's a car coming right now. We're both going... I know I'm going very slowly. I'm going about 20 kilometers an hour. Yeah, sometimes you get these guys that just think they know the road. Maybe they do know the road, and they just fly past you, but right now, you can't see. You can't really see anything in front. So you just have to slow down and just hope for the best. The wind is so powerful. You can feel it moving the car. And it's just incredible because if you look at the weather forecast, there is no snow right now. This is just wind. You know, really, really powerful wind in the north of Iceland. And it's blowing the snow that's already on the ground, but it's not snowing right now. So imagine what it would be like if you were in a storm. And storms do come up. It's only -1 Celsius. It can get much colder than that. Wow, that was a big, big truck. Well, not a truck, but a big SUV type thing.
A lifted, van with big, big wide tires.
Yeah, he's ready for this kind of road. We're driving like a Ford Pinto or something. I don't know. This thing is not that ready. It's got snow tires. That's great, but you gotta really watch yourself. So at this rate, we will arrive at our destination the day after tomorrow, instead of in a couple of hours.
Indeed, a couple of hours may turn into half a day before we know it. I mean, I guess the idea is just keeping a good pace, and I don't know. Yeah, as you said, the reports aren't until further ahead that we're going to get weather. So this was either unreported or they don't consider this weather.
Yeah, well, the app I looked at said we would have wind here. So this is just wind. Up ahead, I saw reports of ice. So right now, it's not really icy so much. It's just a little slippery. And then beyond that, the road said snow, and that's very vague, so we don't know what to expect there. That's the last home stretch before we get to the place we're going.
What I would imagine, from the map, it looks like it is higher terrain, like mountains. I would imagine there's probably regular maintenance, like grooming and some kind of plow or vehicle for any kind of road like that. But it depends on how well-traveled it is. It's hard to say. A lot of this stuff is very rural. And most of the local drivers are using vehicles that can handle more than I think the average car. So we're taking a bit of a gamble here, but I think just continuing forward and getting past these areas of high wind and hoping for maybe clearer conditions ahead will be what gets us through. But this is really a little bit more than I think I had anticipated or expected going into this, but I certainly think we're capable. We've been doing things like filling up the car, making sure we're not going anywhere with an empty tank of fuel, and we certainly have cold weather gear were something to disable us, but I'm not thinking that we're going to be that exposed.
I'm about to go into fourth gear. I haven't done that yet. Since I took over driving, it's been really bad. So this is the fastest I've gone so far.
Isn't that something? Well, I wish you the best in fourth gear.
Here we go again.
That's amazing.
Going down to third. I want to open the window for a second because I can't figure out which button opens the window. As usual, these cars don't light up the buttons, so...
Press auto.
Press auto? Okay. Whoa. How do we close them? Holy crap, what the hell was that? Auto opens all the windows?
No, it opens your window all the way. You don't have a choice. It's either all the way down or all the way up.
Okay, thing is, there's two buttons, auto and the one next to it, where I can push down and it looks like I can pull up. But the one before that, which I assume is the back window, you can't pull up. You can only push down.
That's, I think, the door locks.
Oh, okay. So how do I open the back windows?
I don't think you can open the back windows from the front.
Ah, okay. Oops, we got some snow drifts here. Let's open the window one more time. This way I won't be so shocked this next time. Hold on. Oh, that's windy. That's... I can barely breathe. Open the window. Okay. Closing the window now. Wow. Oh, boy. And there's a car coming, so... My hair is completely soaked right now. That didn't take long.
It's impressive. I held my breath.
And now there's a car behind me, which I am going to let pass, even though I think this is a no-passing zone.
They will do that. It's really difficult, too, because, as we noted earlier, the signs are covered, so you can't tell if you're in, like, a place that you see a triangle. Is that a caution sign? Is that some sort of shape, you know, sign for the Illuminati or something? I mean, you know, you don't know what it is. And, you know, you might need to know that for 500 feet there's going to be prancing unicorns or something.
I'm trying to figure out how to make the back wiper go off, and it's not... I don't have time to read the little icons on the dashboard, and it's not the same as in other cars where you pull back on the wiper thing, so... If you know how to do that, please reach over and do it.
It is off.
I know. I want to turn it on because I can't see out the back. Okay. Now, where is that? If you just show me with your finger where that is.
It's that knob, and you twist it towards you to use some of the antifreeze juice.
Okay.
And you turn it away from you to have it either on at intervals or...
Truck.
That's a tour bus.
You know, that's the first tour bus I've seen in a long time. I wonder what kind of tour they're getting today. Okay, there's a guy right behind me, and he can just pass me when he's ready to, because I ain't going any faster than this, all right? I'm not going to be pressured.
I believe the car ahead has a right signal on, and they may be stopped, so be prepared. I don't know if they're going slow or if they've pulled over to the side. It looks like they're on the side or going very slow.
I seem to be catching up to them, so I'm going to turn my brights on so they see me coming. That might be why the people in back aren't passing either. Okay. So I passed a car. That's the first car I've passed. And now people can pass me as I'm going super slow. But there's also a car coming up. On the opposite lane. This is scary. This is really... It's pitch black. It's really snowy. We're in the middle of nowhere. as far away from civilization as I can imagine. Well, we did just pass a town a little while ago, but still, it's northern Iceland and the middle of winter.
Isn't this what you wanted?
It's exactly what I wanted. But you just gotta be really, really careful. You've got to keep your wits about you. I think that's what we're both doing. At least I hope so. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
No, but fortunately neither of us are faint of heart. We have good hearts, strong hearts. And I'm happy. I feel actually pretty thankful that you're driving, because you know a little bit more about driving in the snow. I've less experience, and I tend to be a bit of a lead foot as far as driving quicker. Your caution, I think, for these stretches is welcome, and obviously experience.
I don't think it's so welcome to the people in back of me. They seem to really be pressuring me to move a little faster. The wind has died down a little bit. But I'm only going to go as fast as I'm comfortable going, and they're welcome to pass me anytime they want. I'll slow down if they start to pass me, but I'm not going to go faster than I'm comfortable with, and that's just too damn bad if that rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We don't have studded tires, we don't have chains, we have snow tires, and we're in a compact car, and we don't know the roads. We are the least well-suited to be hot-dogging around these corners and acting like we know, every inch of this, like the back of our hands.
And I don't even know the back of my hand that well, so I really better be careful.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There are other cars on the roads. There are houses, however few and far between. That is comforting. And it's comforting that, you know, we would be able to flag down a vehicle, at least to have them point and laugh, if not help us.
Yeah, you know, have you seen a single person out on the road? I mean, we just opened the window and barely survived that. I can't imagine being out in this wind and lasting very long, let alone flagging down a car.
True. At any rate, we're going to continue here. It's not that much as far as time. I mean, if we were going 90 or 100, it's not like we would be, you know, spending an extra hour out here. You're only going marginally slower. So I think we're fine as far as maintaining this pace. It's really just about continuing to move forward at whatever rate.
Okay,
and not...
Okay, we got a passer. This guy's passing me. There we go. Okay, look, you're driving a two-story SUV there. It's like, of course you're going to be able to handle these roads. And we got another one, I think. Someone else is passing.
That's a double pass.
Yeah.
A lot of Toyota 4x4s, as well as tiny little compact cars. That was a Hyundai, but before that, that was definitely a lifted Toyota.
What's with Hyundais passing us? That can't happen.
I don't know. I don't know that they have all-wheel drive. I know there have been some Volkswagens probably also don't have all-wheel drive. Maybe some of these models do. I'm not up on it.
It's interesting. You know, this guy right behind us has not passed us. He's just been behind us the whole time. I think he's being cautious, too, but he doesn't want me to know that. He wants me to think he's impatient and wants to pass me, but he's had plenty of opportunity to pass me. Those other cars passed from way behind, and he's sticking right behind me, so... Yeah, I'm not falling for that. I think he's being cautious too.
Well, I think it's your confidence too that is attractive in this scenario, because he may not be confident, you know, to be leading a small pack like this, and just as we were following someone else, it's comfort, because you know that they'll be the first to go and.
Oh, there he goes.
What, something
yeah,
funny?
Too soon. No, he's passing me now. So, go ahead. What's he driving?
Toyota. A station wagon.
Okay, well, good for him. And there's only one more car behind me now, so if I lose that one, then I don't have to worry about people getting upset behind me anymore.
There are occasional streetlights that we've noticed, but not on the road we're on. Mostly side roads going up to... small houses or you know, municipal buildings, whatever kinds of things access via this
okay,
road.
Okay, you guys pass me now too, so that would be the last car passing me for now. And yeah, you're right. There are lights, like, you know, half a mile away from the road. That's how far people put their houses. So I guess that's a good thing to do. But yeah, it gives you a sense of how sparsely populated it is out here.
Yeah, and also encourages you that the terrain isn't dropping off and you're not thousands of feet above a ravine and it gives you some spatial awareness, but with the darkness and the blinding snowdrifts, you really can lose sense of what's in front of you, what's beside you, where the edges and lanes are. It's really incredible. You have to really be very alert.
Yes, and I'm going to stick to being alert. I'm trying not to lose the guy in front of me so I can learn from his mistakes and stay on the road. The weather is better now. The wind isn't quite as bad. It's still there, but it's not nearly as blinding as it was only a few minutes ago. So we're going to continue trying to get to our destination, the town whose name I keep forgetting how to pronounce. But it begins with an A, and it's the capital of Northern Iceland, the unofficial capital of Northern Iceland.
Second largest city in the entire country, Akureyri. Well,
sound like a dog barking. We're going to practice this so that when we actually arrive there, we'll know how to say it better than anybody else in town.
All right. Well, until the next bit of treachery. This is Kyle.
And Emmanuel.
See you then.
Það er rosalega gaman að koma þar eftir við tókum nýtt kerfi þar í gang sko. Það er alveg ótrúlega flott.
Var ekki göngulegt
hérna í gang? Jú, þær eru hérna við hliðina.
Nú,
já. Þær eru hérna. Það er gangu til tjarta og einhverja líflækninga hérna sko. Það er, svo þetta út allt sko.
Landspítalinn við Hringbraut. Ráðherrarúndinum þann hluta spítalans lokið. en nýir heilbrigðisráðherrar skoða ekki bara spítalann í Hringbraut, heldur líka gamla borgarspítalann. Þangað heldur við annarsýrum og vorum eiginlega komin á trúnu.
Þetta vildi óska þess að ég hef ekki allir rithöfendur, skilja, auðvitað maður að vinna á Landspítalanum.
Já, það er allir ekki
verið. Þetta
er alveg stórkursistofnum nú.
Ég er á fimmtisaldri, ég bara kann ekki hana hennar.
Og yngist ekki neitt.
Nei.
Það eru margir svona eins og ég er svona algjöri landspítala nördar. Ég bara elska svo stórnum.
Já.
Mér finnst nú, ég hef alveg farið út fyrir sem þess að drykja og unni einkageranum og eigin fyrirtækja eitthvað svona. Og það var mjög gaman, en ég bara upplega það þegar ég kom tilbaka að ég var að gera eitthvað sem skemmu máli. Það var eitthvað svona auka tilgangur í því.
Ég veit, ég upplega líka bara þegar ég var með pappa á spítalanum og var að horfa á alla starfsmenn Landspítalans, hvort sem það læknar eða hjúkrunarfólk eða sjúkrarlið eða starfsmæður. Það var ég alveg, og hvað er mér að vesa með eitthvað skrifa næstu bók,
Það er bara þegar maður er búinn að finna svolítið þinn stað í lífinu.
Já, ég veit.
Og það var bara að passa sig að vera ekki hluti af húsgögnunum.
All right, we're in Akureyri. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Akureyri.
Akureyri, yeah, the capital of the north of Iceland. We woke up a little while ago, and I was kind of worried because it's snowing. It's snowing good. We went into town last night to get food. It was really good, by the way. Really nice places here. Expensive as hell, but that's true of Iceland in general. So we went down into the village, the town, the city, whatever you want to call it, and it's literally down a hill, and there was fresh snow on the ground. And, you know, I was concerned about that, but everyone seemed to be taking it in stride, so I went down the hill, and later on, after we were coming back up to the hotel, I was the only car that couldn't make it up the damn hill. Everyone else had studded tires, and I just had these snow tires on this rental car. So I was sliding every which way, making a real fool of myself. Nobody honked. Everyone was very patient, and fortunately, I didn't slide into anything. We had to sort of retreat and go down a side road and figure out an alternate way to get up the hill. But once we did that, we were fine. But now it's snowing kind of steadily, and we're going to try and make it to the capital of the east, which isn't as far as we drove yesterday. It's about maybe half the distance, but still, I'm a little worried about weather. So we've got that to consider, and the fact that it's now been proven that this car does not have the same ability that other cars on the road do. It's going to be a little worrisome, I suppose.
Yeah, more of the same, but I think we're going to get more comfortable with the road conditions. We'll have a little bit of light starting out, and we'll see if what the woman at our hotel told us and what we've seen on our apps and so forth indicate it should clear up the further east we get. We don't know that from seeing it yet, but it's all indications point to that being relatively passable, and we just have to be aware of our limitations in this particular vehicle configured as it is.
So I think we only have about 3 hours of driving today, which would be good at normal speeds. Even if that's 4 hours, that's fine. We still get into this next town, which is much smaller than this town. It only has about 2,000 people. We'll get there at a decent time.
And 10 restaurants.
10 places to eat. Okay. And, you know, we just had breakfast, actually. It was $68 for breakfast for two people. You know, it was good. No question there, but it wasn't, you know, all that much. Back home, New York, you'd pay maybe, I don't know, what would you say, $30 for that?
Yeah. It's also the sort of sample portions. You get a little bit of everything. You kind of have to weigh it with what you're used to. But I think it's better. I mean, you know, when you're on the road, you don't want to be, you know, having a huge meal, and it definitely makes you choose wisely, and it's kind of the predicament you're in unless you really want to be like a hiker, you know, eating granola and, you know, reheating herring or anchovies out of a tin.
Can we talk about some of the snacks we have? Are you able to reach the snack bag? Because we have... We got a wide assortment. Well, you got chips there. All right. Those aren't American chips. What's the brand name of that? That's you open it upside down. You have to hold it. Putetgo.
Made by Marud.
It doesn't say chips. It just says classic salt, which is kind of cool.
And they're like Lay's.
Over there in the corner is a can from my Celsius Cola from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We got started with authentic energy drinks. We didn't go for imported anything. No. It's a Celsius. I had one that was like a berry flavor. You had the cola.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I could drink that. And then in our snack bag, we got a variety of items here. We just got this at the supermarket.
You picked some of these out.
I got a Corny Big. Corny Big. I don't know what that is. It's peanut chocolate. Maybe it's Big Corny. It says Corny first. What do we have here? We have a bag of salty kettlebells, which I think is licorice. And then we got Love Chalk. What in God's name is this? Love Chalk Raw. Pure Nibs. That doesn't help me any.
That's like something you like give your pet as like a treat or something.
And it's vegan, so that's good. Organic raw chocolate. All right, well, there's one word in there I kind of understand. What do we have here? We have nuts?
Yeah, these I picked out. The Sundrenar Hennetter, which I think are hot nuts.
Wow.
Which I enjoy. If you kind of let them dissolve, there's a little bit of a kick, and they're basically just peanuts after that.
That's okay. Were there more such snacks in the bag back there? I thought I had some more funny name things.
Not really. We just
you have a lap full of all this.
Well, we got some.
Oh yeah, there we go. Granny Gus. What the hell is Granny Gus? Simply chocolate. I guess I got a lot of chocolate. With what's that word?
Musel.
Oh, it's musel. Okay.
Like muesli. Musel.
Musel, berries, and dark chocolate, 60%. Okay, and blueberries. All right, fine. So we'll be set.
This is important stuff to take care of. We had a little skir yesterday.
Wait, what?
Skir.
You all right? What, is that like an injury or something?
It's skir.
I got a little scared on the road too. You know, I was driving and sliding.
You were having trouble skirring. it's Icelandic yogurt.
How do you spell that?
Skyr.
I think there's a Y in there. I'm pretty sure there's a Y in there.
Skyur.
Now look it up, listeners. We're not here to spell everything. We don't know, but it's yogurt. That's not it. That's a chip. It's really good.
These are just as addictive as American chips.
Let me have some of this.
Yeah, you should have a chip.
Eat all the chips.
Anyway, we had yogurt, but we've since consumed that.
Everybody's good. Chips back home, yet we'd never see these chips back home. And yet, they get the whole Frito-Lay thing over here. You know, we export to them. Why don't they import to us? What's the brand name of this?
Marud. M-A-R-R-U.
And no, it's
M-A-A-R.
M-A-A-R-U-D. Marud.
Since 1936.
Right. Patago. Classic salt. That's what we
Where are these
said
made?
Before.
No, these are made.
Well, they're not made in New Jersey, I'll tell you that.
I think it's a Norwegian company.
Oh,
actually.
Is it?
I can't. I think I see .no on their logo.
Wow, who would have thought?
To say, yeah, there's extensive relationships between some of these Nordic countries.
Yeah, you get the Norwegian TV as well, and you get the Danish TV. It's funny because I went through three channels, and they were all showing the same ski competition at the same time in three different countries. It's important up here.
Yeah, there's big downhill events going on right now. All, of course, in anticipation of the North Korean Games taking place next month.
First of all, by the time people hear this, that will be ancient history. Second of all, it's not the North Korean Games. It's the South Korean Olympics, or the Olympics taking place in South Korea that North Korea will be a part of. And hopefully that worked out and everybody's friends now. We'll see.
You're right. Okay, well, we're really excited about news of that. And yeah, obviously a lot of those events, the qualifying is going on. So we're really, I mean, the places we've been really don't carry Western TV. You might get the BBC, but we're not really plugged into what's going on. We're happy for it, but we just basically hear glints of news.
I saw a new channel, BBC Brit. Apparently that's like an entertainment channel. It's only available in parts of the world that aren't our part of the world. So that's kind of interesting. I learned something new about that.
But everything else has been mostly sports or kind of local channels. They put a lot of their radio channels on. It's interesting. We're getting a good taste, a good mix of what's out there locally. Obviously, radio while we're traveling, we'll be catching more of that today.
Hopefully, yeah. And one thing that I noticed, too, is that their TV stations, in many of the countries we've been to, sign off at night. They just have, a scroll saying what time they're coming back on, and I think that's kind of good.
Yeah, they'll show flight times, they'll show weather, they'll show all this different bit of information just as a replacement, not even with, a test pattern. They'll actually make use of it being off, but sort of running a slideshow on a computer.
I miss the days when TV stations used to sign off. But, USB used to sign off. 2:30 every night, we'd sign off and come on again, I think, at 7 in the morning. Those are the good old days.
Well, I think we better get going, so we'll sign off for now.
Yeah, we're completely covered now. We can't see outside because the snow has been coming down. But we're going to make our way, and hopefully, things will be all right. We'll report back when we get somewhere. There's some scenery to see on the way, and maybe a waterfall or two. But mostly it's just making progress to the east as we continue our clockwise trip around Iceland.
Yes, eastward. Clockwise trip eastward.
Well, eastward now, but yeah. Then it's going to be southward.
Yeah, we're going to quickly go to the southeast and then back through some areas that we've been through before on our trip to Vik.
Vik, I'm going to see Hella, too.
Yes, and Hoffen.
All right, I'm looking forward to all that. All right, so we're going to continue our journey now, and hopefully everything will be not too slippery.
Bye bye.
Og þeim er hampa, þeim er lyft, þeir fá athygli í fjölmiðlum fyrir að vera til fyrirmyndar og svo framvegis. En hún bara hugsar, þú veist, af hverju enginn að fylgjast með því sem við erum að gera?
Ég held að einmitt þegar við tala opinberar stofnanir að þetta gegnir ríkisútvarpið miklu hlutverki og þarf að gæta mjög vel einmitt að því það hefur gerst það stundum núna undanfarið en það hefur verið kynjahalli á íþrótta útsendingum hjá ríkisútvarpinu og það þarf að passa það mjög
það liggur líka í greinum þú stendur fimmleikar ég held að þeir séu til dæmis það svona svolítið kvenlega
en enga síður þá þetta við erum að tala jafnrétti að þá eiga að vera jafn tækifæri til þess að komast í sviðsljósið. Það er ríkjur út af fyrir
fremst. En ég held þátt að íþróttadeildin hérna hjá, hvað var það á stöldu, það var ekki alveg alkallkins eða eitthvað. Þú veist, það er spurning hvort þú fjallar þá það sem í þínum, sem sagt,
rann. Já, en þetta skiptir allt máli. Við erum náttúrulega að tala MeToo, við erum að tala alls konar alvarlega hluti, en það er líka til þess að andrúmsloftið sé rétt. Og þurfum við náttúrulega að gæta þess að hérna, konur og stúlkur fáir sviðsljósið.
Já, líka, algjörlega. Ég meina, þarna er einhvers staðar grunnurinn.
Já, það er mjög mikilvægt.
Það sem að, strákarnir eru bara alast upp við að þeir séu fremri. Og það er bara öllum óholt.
En það er bara rámt.
Það er bara vont fyrir alla. En á sama tíma og það er hrikalegt að fylgjast með þessum sögum. Það er hrikalegt að lesa þetta og upplifa hvað þetta útbreytt. Þá einhvers staðar fagna ég því líka að þetta sé komið fram af því að við erum að átta okkur á því hvað þetta mikið, hvað þetta útbreytt og
þetta svona vendipunktur, sko.
Oh boy, it's really, really windy where we are right now.
Yes.
I'm not sure where we are.
Well, we're by the ocean. We're by the coast. I mean, I guess it's the southwest coast. It's becoming just the south.
This is probably the most amazing place we've stayed so far. It's called the Country Hotel, which means that it's not near a city. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. In fact, it's so windy where we are right now, it's possible this might not be recording, so we might have to record it again inside.
That's why the flagpoles are clicking, too. They don't have flags on them. It's just the wire, and you can hear it clicking. It's all frozen. It's amazing.
Why would you have flagpoles here? Wow. So it's actually just getting light now. When we got here last night, it was dark. It's been dark this morning. It's about 11 o'clock now, and it's finally light. So we can see that in one direction is the ocean, and you can see in the distance, you can see massive waves crashing onto a beach, but before that is more of a bay, and that's completely frozen over. Even though it's really not that cold temperature-wise here, I guess with the wind and all that, it's just is it's extremely it's rough. I mean, just we have to drive to the reception area of this hotel. That's how far away the buildings are, and also how hard it is to actually walk from one place to another.
Yeah, you feel really exposed here, and the natural jetty is sort of protecting this area, and you see the islands and stuff beyond that. But it's really, really cold, and just it's that typical Icelandic adventure feeling. Just going to the reception desk.
Yes. In fact, let's go into the car because it's so cold. And
you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get in the car because this is ridiculous. Hang on. Walking around opposite sides of the car. Oh, it is such a difference when you actually find yourself inside with shelter. Wow. This place is so incredibly windy. And it's because of, I guess, where it is, right by the ocean. But also on the other side are these massive mountains. Like you look around you, and it's just nothing but ridiculous scenery. It's too scenic. I mean, I just can't describe it any other way. But when you're inside, you know, we didn't get a picture. We should probably drive back and get a picture of the walls of the place that we stayed in. It's just a, you know, like a house with a bunch of rooms. But how would you describe the walls?
It's this incredibly thick concrete on every side, and you can tell it's just incredibly sturdy. I would say the walls are about 12 inches thick, so they had a lot of stuff in mind when they put this together. It's not some sort of drywall and wood sticks with fiberglass insulation. It's a completely different type of architecture.
But you know, when you're outside, it's so constantly windy. I mean, it's hard to open doors. I'm talking about sustained winds of at least 40, 50 miles an hour all the time, it seems. But when you're inside in one of those rooms, you don't hear anything. You don't feel anything. You don't hear anything. And I just wonder, why don't we build all our houses like that? You know, okay, yeah, it's an initial expense, a lot of concrete. But, you know, you have this really, really secure fortress, bunker, whatever you want to call it. And you just feel so secure. And I got to say, you sleep really well, too.
Yeah, it's very calming. And then when you go outside, the contrast is a rude awakening, but a good kind of awakening. It's the Icelandic way, you know. You realize, yeah, I'm out here, right on the coast. And, I don't know. I think it is expense. Seems like they've been evolving some of the buildings here. There's a lot of similar architecture to what you might find in the mountains, even though we're at sea level, but in places that are really extreme. The roofs sometimes are sloped or made of a smooth metal so that the snowpack sort of naturally falls away and doesn't accumulate and put the structure at risk of falling in on itself. Those kinds of things you can tell are in mind.
I don't know if you can hear that, but it sounds like a truck is going by. There's no truck going by. That's just the wind hitting our car. It's so incredible. But this place, I feel like this is the most Iceland we've experienced so far. We're now on the south. We've driven around from the east coast up through the north. I'm sorry, from the west coast up through the north, down the east coast, and now we're kind of past the city known as Hofn, H-O-F-N, and our destination today is Vik, V-I-K. We have about 3.5 hours of driving again today, but a completely different environment. Less snow, a lot of wind, the surf. We might go down to the beach, you know, not for swimming or anything like that, but to see if there are any seals. We saw some reindeer on the way down here yesterday. They tend to hang out on the eastern part of the country, so I'm not sure how many more of those we'll see. But it's just been fantastic, this whole experience of seeing one type of landscape morph into another type, and always finding friendly people along the way that really have everything you need. Like the place we stayed at just now was the only place since I think we were in Moldova that offered us free breakfast. And it was really good, too. And, you know, with prices in Iceland, you don't turn down an offer like that. If we had done this outside, it would have cost us $50, $60 just for breakfast. We had dinner last night at the same place, but, you know, we expected to pay a lot for that. We paid like $178 for dinner. and that was just with a couple of beers, not an expensive bottle of wine or anything like that. But that's how it is. You just have to get used to that. until you run out of money. you have to go someplace else. You got that bag of chips?
Yeah, but we supplement. Yeah, we got the chips. So.
We got the fish snacks, too. You want to describe these little fish?
Oh, my gosh,
fish
yeah.
Treats? Yeah, we forgot we had these.
Bit of Fisker.
Yeah, these are good. We got these in a was it a gas station?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure I can eat these right now.
I can. Give me one.
You want one?
Yeah.
They are ready to eat. But yeah, basically it is like freeze dried fillets.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
In this case, it's haddock. And they look a little bit like pork rinds, but it's not at all fatty. It is fish actual meat.
And it's not
very dry.
It's not over salted either.
No, it's very much like a fishy taste. And as I was driving yesterday, I found myself eating these and taking in the surroundings, and I felt some authenticity, you know, with that fish taste in your mouth, just taking in the scenery, and it really does kind of bring you down to earth. It makes you feel like you're a part. You know, this is what people do, and you feel this kinship for the sea.
Yeah, no, you were banging your fist on the dashboard and singing Nordic songs that I know we learned the words to, but yeah, you do get into the spirit of it, I guess, once you have some of these.
Yeah, it really did go along with the day's activity. So, not sure if we're going to be craving this back home, but we'll certainly have fond memories of Bitte Fisker.
Well, you'll be craving it because you won't be able to get it. So, yeah, I think that's the number one way to crave something. But we do have a couple other things. We still have some Belarusian chocolate in the back. We still have a few other things that we have left over. But I think we're past the point where we have to worry about being stranded on the side of the road and not having food. We still have a ways to go, but it's kind of the home stretch now. We have two more days. And we're on almost on territory we've been on before, because we did drive to Vik last summer, and we turned around and went back to Reykjavik, just wanted to see what was out there. So once we hit Vik tonight, we pretty much have done the Ring Road. We just have to do that last bit tomorrow that we've already driven on, and then it's back to our familiar place of Reykjavik, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll end up having a day or two there, and perhaps just taking in some of the other things that we wanted to explore there, but also maybe venturing back to some places we've seen before. I know we'll be trying the obligatory Reykjavik hot dogs.
The crunchy hot dogs. Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to the street hot dogs that they have there.
They're in a new location. The construction that was being done around them, I believe, is finished. So that's exciting.
It's more than one location, too. They have a storefront on the main road. Now, there's a bunch of them. There's all kinds of things that we can find there. But it's always good to go back to a place you've been before, because you feel like you're going home, even though you're not home yet. So looking forward to that. But for now, I guess we're going to start our drive. We have to get fuel, but 85 kilometers away, we're told, is the kind of fuel station we can use. See, there's an issue. There's a lot of unmanned fuel stations that take debit cards, and apparently they only take debit cards. So if you try to use a credit card, it's going to ask you for your PIN code. And when you put in any number like you do in Germany, because you don't have a PIN code, it's going to say wrong, and then it's not going to allow you to get any fuel. There's no way out of that. I don't have a PIN code, so I can't enter one. I've tried everything. I've tried entering nothing. I've tried entering all zeros. Doesn't matter. Point is, the receptionist here told us that 85 kilometers down the road, there's a fuel station that you can go into, and she volunteered that information. So apparently this is a familiar issue that people go through. So we're going to do that. We should have enough fuel to make it. God help us if we don't. I heard rumors of a blizzard yesterday between here and Vic, but I don't think that's actually happening. In fact, I looked at the weather, and it seems like the roads are okay. We did get a notice overnight. Unfortunately, I had my phone on mute, but that Aurora Borealis app that I have tried to alert me that it was possible to see them. And I don't know if it really was possible to see them, but I'm going to not put my phone in mute anymore. Hopefully, if it does happen in the middle of the night, it'll wake us up, so we'll be able to run outside and see them. That's pretty much the update on this. I'm not sure how many days we've been doing this, but it's been a few, and we're in the home stretch.
Yeah, it's certainly been brisk. I mean, I don't feel like we've raced through, but we have done it, and it has gone by much quicker than I would have imagined, and without too many difficult, hang-ups or setbacks. So I'm really hoping that this weather that people were talking about and storm isn't quite what was predicted. But we'll face it and report back.
It's gonna be a riot, a revolution of another golden day. And after sunrise, I will try her. The sun will hit the ground, but we will be away. You better rectify me.
Tell it to the moon, I will be her boom. In this hotel room, for the thunder too. Beside me, golden glaze, I will know your name. Nothing is the same, you better rectify me.
In the morning when I see her coming down, it drives me crazy, wanna feel her all around. They say the moon is pulling oceans from the sky. There's something wrong with me, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. 'Cause I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? Oh, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, can't you tell? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Tell it to the moon, I will be her boom. In this hotel boom, brother thunder too. Honey, golden glaze, I don't know your name. Nothing is the same. You better rectify me. You better rectify. You better rectify. You better rectify. You better rectify. You better rectify.
Frábær Högni á Júrasona kátíðinni fyrir veiku síðan í lúthersku kirkjunni þar í bæn í Gróningen í Hollandi. Þessi tónleikar í konserti kvöld á Rástvö en plata hans, Two Trains, var tilnefnd til Nordic Music Prize velunana í ár. Þrjár íslenskar breiðskjöfur á þessum lista sem að verða afhent á bílarum. Í Oslo þann fyrsta mars næstkomandi Jón Sigur Sigur og samfekk þessi velum fyrstur Íslendinga árið 2010 fyrir Go og Jóhann Jóhannsson var tilnefndur í fyrra fyrir tónlist sína í kvikmyndinni Arrival en meðal tónlistamann á hljómsveita sem hafa fengið þessi Nordic Music Prize hafa verið The Knife, First Aid Kit og fleiri og þetta eru þessum þrjár íslenska breiðskífur sem eru tilnefndar í ár til Nordic Music Prize Two Trains frá Högna, Utopia frá Björk og síðan það Alvia Íslandía og Elegant Hó plata hennars. Ég ætla að halda með á tónleikum og halda mig við Eurosonic. Ára 2015 mættu Kaleo og komu fram á stann Grand Theater og frábæra tólingum sænska ríkisútvarpi hljóðritaði. Við heyrum þessa tólinga einnig í koncert á Rás 2 eftir 10 fréttnar í kvöld og hér það frábæra útgáfa af Bang Bang sem að Nancy Sinatra söng.
He was six. When your own horses made the stairs, he wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang. You shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Seasons came, changed the times, and I grew up by cold and mild. He would always laugh and say, remember how we used to play. Bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. Awful sound, bang, bang. Oh, my baby shot me down. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't say I'm sorry. Bang, bang. You shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang, bang. Oh, my baby. My baby.
SUV frá Citroën. Komdu og mátaðu þig í sportjappan Citroën C3 Aircross. Brimborg.
Nýlöguð höfumarsúpa, fiskbúinn Hafberg, Móðvegi.
Búðu þig undir dularfullt ferðalag. Skúmaskot fyndin og spennandi leiksýning fyrir börn á öllum aldri. Sýn í Borgarleikhúsinu.
Bragóðar samlokur og feskir djúsar. Joe and the Juice.
Hallaðu þér aftur og horfðu fram á veginn í RAV 4 Hybrid. Orkuskiptin eru hafin. Toyota.
Epoxy Golf. Fyrir fyrirtæki og heimili. Epoxygolf.is.
Potturinn stefnir í 10,3 miljardar. Eurojackpot. Evrópukeppnin í hefni. Alla föstudaga.
Kynning á ferðum Exodus Travels allan heim í Laugalækjaskóla í kvöld klukkan 20. Allir velkomnir, ferðaskrifstofan Ultima Thule.
Gerðu vel við þig á veitingastað IKEA. Réttir mánaðarins eru píri píri kjúklingur og oppakaðu fiskur í orlidegi ásamt meðlæti á aðeins 995 krónur. Við tökum vel á móti þér. IKEA.
Þú ert að hlusta á Popland.